must be my gal. You don't look like that. Yeah, that must be my gal. You don't look like that.
That's Gone, Gone, Gone by Carl Perkins, born on this day in 1932, and I'm Mark Steiner here on the Mark Steiner Show on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM. And the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by the Maryland State Education Association. From school funding to testing, you can learn about the important issues affecting Maryland students, parents, and schools by visiting the Maryland State Education Association's website at MarylandEducators.org. That's MarylandEducators.org. Or at SteinerShow.org, the Maryland State Education Association's banner is there to click on. It's that time of the month, which means Chauncey Whitehead is in the house.
Oh, I'm here.
In the house.
Good morning, Baltimore.
Good morning. Well, hello. So we are here with our guest, Latrice Price. And Sonia Tilly, you brought in the studio for the first time. Introduce us.
Good. Well, I'm here, Mark. We have some new partners today. The Living Legacy Foundation of Maryland. So please, Latrice and Sonia, introduce yourselves to the Baltimore listening community.
Hi, I'm Latrice Price. I'm the Community Outreach Coordinator for Living Legacy Foundation of Maryland. We're the organ procurement organization for the state of Maryland, focusing on educating Baltimore City as well as faith-based communities about the importance of organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Good. Sonia.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Sonia Taylor. I'm actually partner with Living Legacy Foundation. I am a cornea recipient, and along with working with Living Legacy Foundation, I'm a volunteer for them, and I actually promote organ, eye, and tissue donation with our foundation, the Jordan Taylor Brown Foundation, which was developed through my nephew, who was actually an organ donor.
And so what's the connection to the walk on Saturday?
They are, Mark, my new partners, one of our new partners. You know our community walk that is April the 11th, our community every single month walk with Miss Ernestine Shepherd. And we always reach out to different partners so they can come out, walk with the community and talk about the different things that they can do to help the community. And they're one of our new partners. And, of course, to my right, I have one of our permanent partners, the great and the beautiful, wonderful Rhonda Silva.
Good morning, Baltimore.
Rhonda. You're always there.
Always there. Always there from University of Maryland Baltimore City Cancer Program, informing the community about breast cancer, cervical cancer, colorectal cancer, and cervical cancer, the importance of annual screenings.
So, you know, this is, again, we talk about this all the time, about how important these walks are, monthly walks, because of the power of what walking does.
Mm-hmm.
We have conversations as we're walking and how that adds to our health. Literally does add to
it
your
truly
health.
Does.
Literally does
it truly
add to
does.
Your health. Just the conversation of walking alone adds to your physical and mental health. But always being tied to something about serious about wellness.
Wellness, yeah.
Always.
With this walk, I found in certain communities there's myths about organ donation. And I felt that it would be great to partner with them because, you know, Mark, we walk nice and slow, and there's a lot of individuals out there that have questions. And I thought it would be just a great partnership to try to answer some of the questions that individuals have in the community about organ donation and to actually have recipients of organs that are living, walking proof that, hey, look, I'm here and thank you for giving.
So talk a little bit. Let me just for a minute. We should talk a bit about. Obviously, you're here, so it'd be a waste of time not to talk about cornea transplants. To talk a bit about what this procedure is and how prevalent it is and how
so
it works.
For organ. Sonia mentioned that she's a cornea recipient.
Yes,
we consider
right.
cornea tissue. So for organ donation, one person could save up to 8 lives, and then with tissue donation, a person can enhance up to 50 lives, and that includes giving corneas to 2 separate people to give sight to someone.
So you're not giving up your whole cornea here.
You're giving up your corneas, not your whole eye. A lot
right,
of people
right.
think of it.
That's why let's get clear about what this means
yes.
for people, right?
Yes, and this is donation after you die. This is not yes. living donation. Of course, we know that you can donate one of your kidneys while you're living, but this is donation after mm-hmm. you die. Mm-hmm. In a community, the biggest myth that people believe that if I have that heart on my driver's license, that I'm not going to get the best of care when I'm in a car accident or something and I'm taken to
right.
the hospital.
People do believe that.
So we
right.
really, really focus on dispelling that myth in the community, explaining the process, and the process being once you're taken to a hospital, of course, it's their role in their job to save your life. And it's not until they've done everything they possibly can that they call our organization and let us know that you're there. So rather you are a donor or you're not a donor, because there was a law passed in 1998 that every hospital in the state of Maryland has to call the organ procurement organization that they're assigned to and report the death at the hospital. That gives us the opportunity to go out, talk to that loved one's family if they are not designated. If they are designated, then that is legal consent for organ donation. And then we still work with the family to through the process, through the consent process. Once we do get consent from the family, we just don't leave the family. We're there with the family throughout the entire process. We even continue to follow that family for 2 years. And families like Sonia, her nephew Jordan was a donor in 2007, and their family has been involved all this long time. You know, if a family decides that I want to continue to be involved after that 2 year process, or I want to, you know, volunteer, you know, we still, you know, they're still involved. We still continue to give them resources and help them through their grief process, because grief sometimes doesn't end at 2 years.
Got that right.
That's very true.
That's absolutely true. So, folks, join us here at 410-319-8888. Maybe you have questions about what this really means, cornea transplants, and about organ donation. We'd love to have you. Your thoughts and ideas and questions, because people do have a lot of fear. You know, when you see headlines pop up again about Hopkins and doing STD tests on people in Guatemala and those things, it gives people a lot of fear about relationships with those institutions. And we can talk that through. So give us a call at 410-319-8888 to be part of this conversation. So tell me what it meant for your life. What is it? What happened?
Oh, it's been great. Actually, I did not even get involved with Living Legacy Foundation until after my nephew passed and we found out that he was an organ donor. We didn't know that he was an organ donor until we arrived at the hospital. He was killed tragically on Baltimore City. Of course, we don't like to have that happen, but it happened. And once we went to the hospital, they let us know that at 16, when he got his driver's license, he decided he wanted to be an organ donor. So that was a snowball effect for us. But it also allowed not only our family to become involved in organ donation, but it also inspired his friends to become involved as organ donors at the age of 21. So for me, it helped give me a whole different perspective with Jordan being an organ donor and then me being a cornea recipient and understanding the connection. So after that, I felt that it was my duty as his aunt to have that legacy lived on for Jordan and to begin to tell people more about the importance of being an organ, eye, and tissue donor and how it enhances other people's lives. And not only that, it makes you part of a unique community when you are an organ donor and you have received a cornea or a tissue or organ. You become a whole new family and you meet lots of people, and you understand that importance of giving people a second chance. So it's been great for me. I can't tell you the number of stories I have met and the things that we have gotten involved in as a family because Jordan said yes to being an organ donor. And then me, of course, receiving a cornea in 1992 was when I received a cornea, but I didn't come involved. I didn't begin talking about it until 2007. And you see, now it's 2015, and I'm still talking about the importance of being an organ, eye, and tissue donor.
So just very quickly, before we come back to the other side of the table here, I think we were throwing these names around as if we think the world knows what we're talking about. When we talk about corneas, where are they? What do they do?
Oh, they help you see.
Mm-hmm.
They have absolutely. When in 1991, I was diagnosed with an eye disorder called cornea tachonis, and most people don't know that your sight is decreased by years and years and years, and the only way to get the perfect vision is to have a cornea transplant. Mm-hmm. That's the only way that I was able to see better. And then after my cornea transplant, my vision became better. It helps you to see. You never know the organs and the tissues that are available to you that will help you to live on. And so it's real important to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor.
So, you know, it makes you, again, realize, if you look at all this, Rhonda, that just how important these walks that Chauncey holds mm-hmm. are.
And it's so important that the community understands all of the entities that are here at the resources that are available during the walk. I mean, here we have now a new partner in cornea and tissue and organ transplant, along with pharmaceutical, along with cancer, the University of Maryland Cancer Program. And I just think health and wellness and understanding what is going on in the world today and how important it is, again, for organ transplant and to dispel the myths. Because
That's right.
Once you die, Why?
Can't take it with you.
You can't take it with you, and you leave it there for someone who could have benefited from that. So I encourage folks to definitely look into organ and tissue and cornea.
Right, Mark. And I was talking with Ma Ernestine before we decided to partner with the Living Legacy Foundation. And she was excited because that's what her vision was, along with these community walks monthly, you know, loosely based, where we can get some of these organizations to walk with us and talk with the community, taking them away from the expos and the seminars where some individuals in the community just don't feel comfortable. But they're comfortable at Druid Hill Park. They're comfortable in a setting where you're just, you know, walking, hey, tap someone on the shoulder, Rhonda or Latrice, and say, I got a question, you know, I got a relative. Because it's a very, very comfortable setting. And once again, it will be this Saturday, April the 11th, 7:30 a.m. sharp, Druid Hill Park. If you can't walk, come on out.
By the tennis courts.
By the tennis courts, very important. By the tennis courts, come on out. We get some hugs. Ma Ernestine greets everybody with hugs. I greet them with hugs, Rhonda. And I'm sure our new partners are going to be greeting with a bunch of hugs and some love.
So, and you know, folks, you can join us here, 410-319-8888. Many of you have taken part in the walks. Many of you have taken the part in the walks because you've heard Chauncey on this radio program talk about this every month. And have joined the community. And this is really very important because it's in Druid Hill Park, in the center of our community. People are walking together for
21st month. This will be our 21st consecutive.
Consecutive.
We have snow, rain, sleet, sunny day, good day, bad day. Nothing has stopped us.
And because we're growing.
And we're growing. And one of the things Ron and I always joke about is, you know, that our illnesses don't take a month off. They don't take a day off. So, you know, we have to stay consistent with our movement, our health and wellness, and also with our partners, because you know, going to a yearly walk and seeing the cancer program of Baltimore City or the Living Legacy Foundation, how about if you see somebody that you may be able to talk to on a monthly basis? And that's
Absolutely.
What Ma Ernestine and I wanted to do, bring some of the partners where they're coming to us because we're doing this on a monthly basis, you know, loosely organized. You can just bring your pamphlets, come on out, talk to us, talk to the community, and then you build trust, you know, getting rid of some of the myths. Now, all of a sudden, there's trust about the Legacy Foundation and Ogre, because you know what? I see that survivor every single month. I'm going to ask him or her some questions. Mm-hmm. And that's why we, Ms. Ernestine and I, believe these walks are so important for our community and other communities.
Exactly. So please, you join us here at 410-319-8888. When Chauncey was here last week, you all called in with these incredible stories about how you exercise at home if you can't get out. Many of our
sauna in the restroom, that was great. You
sauna
know?
In the restroom, yeah. That's right, that's right.
Yeah,
exercising at the kitchen sink and stretching.
That was great, all those different things.
So join us here with your ideas and thoughts about that. And maybe you are one of the folks listening to this program who joined the walks or are part of the walks. You can give your own sense to the listeners about what happens on these walks in Druid Hill Park and why they're so important to you, why they become part of your monthly routine. 410-319-8888 is the number to join us here this Saturday, 7:30 a.m.
7:30
by the tennis courts.
And the right. Weather report will be...
What is the weather report?
66 and sunny and fantastic. As my weather girl to my right said, fantastic. So
absolutely.
So fantastic. We have taken out the weather element. So you're going to have a beautiful day to recommit to wellness. It's spring. Spring is here, so if you didn't get an opportunity to work out, exercise, or get movement in between January, February, March, April is the best time to come out to the best park in the city, Druid Hill Park, get some hugs and loves, get some community information, start walking, and get yourself beach body ready.
Look out. Beach body ready. I don't know. We'll see. Depends on which beach and which. Anyway, I'll stop right there.
All right, you're right, right.
319-8888 is there. Please join us with your thoughts and ideas. And so I'm curious what you all think actually has come out of these walks for people who have, in terms of health, and what you expect to come out of this walk.
So on Saturday, one of our recipients, who is a heart recipient, his name is Maury. He's going to be joining us to speak. And I thought he was perfect when Chauncey came to us and asked for a speaker as well. I thought he would be perfect for people to see, first of all, a recipient, because a lot of people in the community say African Americans don't get transplants.
That's right. That's
you know, or transplants outside of a kidney transplant. Mm-hmm. So it will be great to see Maury and he's fit and he's in shape and he's kept himself in shape after the transplant, and then he can still participate in activities. He just came back. We just came back as a team from the transplant games, Donate Life transplant games. Yes, and we have a team, Marilyn, and we actually went with 33 athletes, all of recipients, three living donors, meaning that they donated organs.
Wonderful.
Came back with 60 medals from that. So it's an awesome time to see people who have been sick but got a second chance in life, and they're out there. They're still active and doing things.
And so, you can dispel the myth.
That you can't you can't participate in athletics, and you can't be active because of the donation. That's what we want to do. We want to, when that first came to my attention, I said, you know what? I've had so many relatives and friends say, no, I ain't giving a don't. I'm not doing this. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let's try to dispel some of those myths.
I mean, I have a heart on my card.
And I do too. And I think it's important as a nurse of 36 years and have been in and out of the hospital, a lot of these myths are needed to dispel. And I think it's excellent that you're going to have a recipient out there showing folks that this is what your organ has done for me.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me go to the phones here. 410-319-8888. Join us here. And Helen, you're on the air.
Oh, I was just wondering. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi to everyone. I was just wondering, in which part of the park do you start walking? Because the park is so large.
A large park.
Okay, Helen. Druid Hill Park tennis court area. There's only one tennis court area located right next to the headquarters department and the basketball area.
And near the swimming pool.
Yep, in the swimming pool.
Near the swimming pool.
Tennis court area, swimming pool area, basketball. Mm-hmm. You see those three things, you know you're there. You don't see those things and you see some foxes and some stuff like that, you're at the wrong area. So come on down by the tennis court area, basketball area, and you know, we'll find you.
Right. If you're coming down, let's say Druid Park Drive, and coming in that way or coming around,
Helen,
you go down through the park and you make that right by the arches,
right,
and make another right,
yep,
and you're down the
Series of rights,
and it's right at that end of the park, closer to the JFX.
Yes,
is where you're ending up.
I'll be looking for you, Helen. Okay.
And have a great day.
Thanks, Helen.
All right.
Yeah, do join us, Helen. It's gonna be a good walk, and we're gearing up for our 2-year anniversary in July.
We're gearing up for that 2-year anniversary, 24 consecutive months, God willing, and we're going to keep walking and talking.
Walking and talking.
Walking and talking. And along the way, we've gathered some unbelievable partners, some community partners that are needed with these walks to talk. And I've had participants of the walk come up to me and tell me they've asked some of the partners questions that they have gone to expos and seminars that they would have never asked, but because they were walking with them and they were comfortable, the words just started to come out and you know, hey, what about this? What about that? And that's what these walks are all about. And not just about, you know, health issues, talking about making our community better. Everyone has something that they could talk about that's wrong, but what can you do to make it better? You know, just that and fellowship. And if you can't walk, my advisor, if you can't walk, you don't have to walk. You can come out, get a hug from us, and steal fellowship.
Absolutely. And I think that these are all very important issues we've raised here over the last couple of years doing this program together with Chauncey Whitehead and Miss Ernestine. Things like the Living Legacy Foundation are kind of really, really important because we're talking about reaching out to the community that is reluctant to think about organ donorship and what organ donation can do to your life.
Right.
And I think that's part of it. Every month a new idea for our medical health gets advanced.
It was an ideal partnership because also within the community there's myths about exercise. So,
absolutely,
you know, we're dispelling two of those myths that you can walk, you can live a healthy life, and you can donate. You know, you can donate. So it's a win-win situation with the community on a monthly consistent basis.
Because because what you're showing is here with what you were just saying earlier, is that you can get an organ transplant and still be super healthy, exercise, walk, and do more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. April is National Donate Life Month as well.
Oh, is it?
And,
okay.
Yeah, it is. So we're out, we're busy, we're really in the community a lot this month. And there right now, there are currently over 3,600 people waiting for a life-saving organ transplant, and minorities meaning making up 60% of that waiting list. So it's very important that we're in the community.
Why do you think
talking
that is?
About? Because of the diseases that we get, hypertension, diabetes, they tend to ruin our kidneys. And then, you know, if you know anybody that's on dialysis, they could potentially be a candidate for a kidney transplant. That the kidney waiting list right now, I think is about 1,600 people just in Maryland waiting for a kidney transplant. And kidney is the one organ you can donate while you're living.
I know that
a lot of our two transplant centers, which are Hopkins and University of Maryland, are talking to people about talking to their community about asking their family and friends to be tested for them to be a living donor for them. Because looking at the way that the kidney waiting list is going up, they don't think there's going to be enough deceased donors to help get that number down. I always, in the community, I always talk to people about they think that anybody that died can be an organ donor. And I always say, well, guess how many organ donors we had last year? And they say 2,000, 5,000. They give all these numbers because, you know, Baltimore City always publicizes how many people die just in the city. And that number is usually like 250, 300. Well, when I tell them that last year was our biggest ever in the history of this organization of having 147 organ donors, they go, wow, that's it? That's all we had, you know.
And we can improve that.
Yeah, we can. This is a start.
If everybody said yes, then, you know, we have more people in a pool that we can pull from to help save lives.
And Sonia is a living example of what these can do. We have like only about a minute and a half left here, so I just wanted to make sure that you got your last second word in.
Being a cornea recipient is great. So I just say yes. My advice to everyone that's listening in Baltimore, please say yes to being an organ donor. You will really help save lives. And trust me, it will be a gift that you will keep on giving.
And once again, Ma Ernestina and I are looking forward to seeing everybody this Saturday, April the 11th, Druid Hill Park, tennis court area. Come on out. Rhonda Silva and I of the Baltimore City Cancer Program will be there to give you hugs and loves along with our new community partners.
Rhonda Silva, our monthly co-host.
Yes, I'll be there giving out information about breast, cervical, and colorectal cancer.
All of the information is free. F-R-E-E.
Absolutely.
And it's free and non-threatening and a great walk to boot with it all involved.
Beautiful day, 66 degrees.
It's always great to see Rhonda Silva. The man tells us what the weather is.
Yes.
Days ahead. Confidence. I love it. Rhonda Silva, of course, back in the house. Division Administrator for the Baltimore City Cancer Program at the University of Maryland's Marlene and Stuart Greenbaum Cancer Center. Latrice Price has joined us today, Community Outreach Coordinator for the Living Legacy Foundation of Maryland. Manager of Team Maryland, a group of transplant recipients that compete in Olympic-style games every 2 years. Maryland came home with 16 medals. Sonia Taylor, who is a Donate Life ambassador and active volunteer for Donate Life Maryland and Living Legacy Foundation, who's also a cornea transplant recipient. Great to meet you both.
Thank you. And there were 60 medals we came home with.
60. Thank you for the correction. And my dear friend, brother, and Chauncey Whitehead, fitness trainer, health activist, joining us once again this every month.
Glad to be here.
The next community walk this Saturday, 7:30 a.m., April 11th, in Druid Hill Park. And the partnering group this month is Living Legacy Foundation of Maryland. Good to have you all with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for having us.
We'll get out and stay healthy and walk together. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Engineers Andre Melton. Engineering interns Anthony Nichols. Our intern and day in history research producer is Sienna Greaves. Our theme music by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. And on the way out of here, Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car by Billy Ocean, which hit number one on this day in 1988. The podcast, Mark Steiner Show. Share it with your friends. Visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care. Get out of my dreams.